Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. You don't often hear the mix of phrases, young couple's dreams, government agency, and middleman in the same sentence, but that's our focus today, starting with the middleman.
I consider it a tool in my toolbox when a young couple comes into my office and they tell me what their dreams are or what they're wanting to do, and immediately I think of the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation as a tool in my toolbox to help them get to where they want to be. But then as a lender, I've got to make sure that all the pieces are in place to make it work.
Chris Cooper is the senior loan officer at the Central Kentucky Ag Credit Office in Richmond. With the beginning loan program of the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, that Madison County young couple may have a shot at those dreams.
I could not have made this particular loan and a lot of young beginning farmer loans for especially real estate purchases because of the lack of down payment, because our standard guidelines is 20% on a monthly pay and 25% on an annual pay loan. And a lot of times it's just hard for young people to come up with that unless they have some family help or whatever. And Kentucky Ag Finance is the one that comes in there and partners up with us to allow them to take up the down payment portion of the farm up to 50% of it. And I could not have made this loan without the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation.
And we'll have more on them in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles. Did you know that Kentucky farmers who donate edible products to a food bank are eligible to receive a tax credit? If you don't use a tax credit, it could be carried forward for up to 4 years. The tax credit makes it more feasible for farmers to donate rather than plow under unsold product. I hope farmers across the Commonwealth will join me in this important effort to fight hunger in Kentucky. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at kyfoodbanks.org.
The Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation is funded by the Master Settlement Agreement and administered by the Governor's Office of Ag Policy. They support local lenders with low-interest loans and backing. The net result, a loan package that in scores of cases can make young couples' dreams of a farm come true. Central Kentucky Ag Credit Loan Officer Chris Cooper says all the same qualifications apply, but the KAFC program is turning more of those dreams into reality.
Of course, they have to meet repayment capacity obligations from off-farm and on-farm income, and that's something, too, about this young couple. They do have on-farm income considerations as far as projections, and they have to have a good farm plan, 3 to 5 year plan on what they plan to do at the farm and projected incomes on that, and then as well as the support of off-farm income. So it can be full-time farmers and part-time farmers that are eligible for these loans.
He says check with your local lender of choice to look into the program. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.